there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Day one. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day two. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again, and to receive your lovely present of two turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day three. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the three French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day four. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the four calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day five. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day six. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Gubnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Gubnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids of milking pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords of Leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives.
The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking, because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds, droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds, blood and feathers, where the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man, come to show lunacy.
Just in case anyone needed a reminder of the contents of the 12 Days of Christmas, that was Frank Kelly. Father Jack, would you believe? Thank you very much to Art McRae for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and this is our Christmas extravaganza. We have started, so we shall continue. This one was suggested by several people. For A Partridge in a Pear Tree, this is Roachford. Fog lamps are on. There's no fog. Your fog lamps are on. That was Roachford. And this is Prince. for the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves. Hello, welcome along. This is the playlist, and we can get going properly now. I say properly, you know, three songs in. This bed, by the way, was suggested by Rachel. Isn't it beautiful? It's the Ensemble Galilée with the pretty girl milking the cows. Fits the theme, does it not? Welcome along. This is the playlist where the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is the 12 days of Christmas. Pretty straightforward, except for the fact that I'm not actually really playing any Christmas songs this week. Of the 25 tracks in the running order this week, the opening one is clearly about Christmas, and one in the next hour is a Christmas song. Other than that, they're not. So, you know, true to form, we're smashing it here on the playlist. We opened up with Frank Kelly, The 12 Days of Christmas from 1983. That was Father Jack, if you'd believe it. If you're old enough to remember Father Ted, that is. If you're too young to remember Father Ted, then it's the most amazing show that was written by one man, Arthur Matthews, incredible writer. One man on his own wrote that entire show. Anyway, that was Frank Kelly, Christmas Countdown. Then we opened with Rochford because of the Alan Partridge connection, obviously. I had, Davy Bot, Swisslet and Heapy all suggested that one. Fairly sure there was one or two others as well. I couldn't not play it. However, the top of the next hour, because you may have worked out by now I'm doing this in order, the top of the next hour will open up with an act that was the second most suggested act for A Partridge in a Pear Tree. So, onwards with, what was the next one? Three French Hens. And so, for Three French... Oh, sorry, When Doves Cry was suggested by Sheepnik, by the way. Anyway, so onwards to Three French Hens. This is Stereolab with French Disco.
gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Isn't that lovely? That was Fleetwood Mac with Songbird for the four calling birds of the 12 Days of Christmas. You may have noticed that we are going in order, which does... Now, this is something that you probably won't notice, but me, because I'm behind this curtain, I can't help but see every single imperfection. Now, every week, I try... It may surprise you to learn that I do try very hard to make the show flow, and make the genres flow. So yes, there's a random mixed bag of sounds, but generally speaking, I will never program two songs next to each other that are really jarring. Never, not once, not ever in any show do I ever have one song that's very soft and then another song that's very heavy. I never do that because, you know, I am a professional. Massive, massive air quotes. And anyway, because of the nature of how this week's show has been put together, it's a fair mishmash. So, I hope you enjoy Whiplash. Though it's not too bad, actually. And in fact, it's fairly up. It's pretty upbeat for the best part. Because you've all suggested good songs. Which you do every week. Because you're all fine, fine individuals. So yeah, that was the Fleetwood Mac with Songbird from... 1977's Rumours, that was suggested by Andy Fish, and ahead of that was Stereo Lab, French Disco from 1993, as suggested by White Wolf, who, remarkably, is actually able to listen live this week. Welcome back, Gary. It's nice to have you. He's not in the chat room though, he's cooking a curry. Bring some round, my boy. Onwards with the tunes. Number 5, 5 Gold Rings. Well, there was only one tune I could play for this, and it was suggested by basically everybody. So thank you very much to Rollo Treadway for suggesting Frida Payne, Band of Gold, which I will play 5 times.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Bob Dylan there singing about the six geese a-laying. Lay, lady, lay there. As suggested by, let me go back to my list. The Donzy Lass. Thank you very much to the Donzy Lass, who I think I saw in the chat earlier. So thank you very much for that. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week, if you are just joining us, though, if you are just joining us, then please accept 10 of the best. For being late, of course. And, you know, for any other reason. The theme this week is the 12 Days of Christmas, where we're going through all the songs all the songs that are about the things in the 12 Days of Christmas. It's really straightforward. As themes go, this one is about as straightforward as it gets. You've all really pulled some crackers out for this one. It's really good. There's some properly mental. There's a suggestion in the second hour, towards the end of the second hour, which actually made me laugh when I saw it. So congratulations to that person. I'll reveal when I get there. Thank you for joining us. And you're not tuning in. You're not paying your license fee for this nonsense, are you? You're paying it for music. So you are, of course, paying your license fee, aren't you? Your playlist license of £130 a year. Sorry, £170 a year, it's just gone up. This next one, as suggested by basically everybody, Art McRae, That Deaf Guy, Real Ale Rocks. This is T-Rex, Ride a White Swan.
Ride it all out like a bird in the sky. Was ride it all out like you were a bird. Fly it all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Ride it all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like a druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan like the people of a bell chain. Wear your hair long, baby, you can't go wrong. Catch a bright star and a place it on your forehead. Say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and sit you down your shoulder. And in the morning you'll know all you know. Ride a white swan like the people of a bell chain. Wear your hair long, baby, can't go wrong. Da-da-dee-dee-da. Da-da-dee-dee-da.
time when I warned you that there was some Whiplash-related genre hopping. Well, this is Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
I know you want it, the thing that makes me what the guys go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I whine. I think it's time.
La 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 la.
Warm it up.
La 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 la.
The boys are waiting.
La 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 la.
Warm it up.
La 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 la.
The boys are waiting.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
You're on it. You want me to teach thee techniques that freaks these boys. It can't be bought, just no thieves get caught. Watch if you're smart.
La 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 la.
Can't be mad. be gone.
All the single ladies.
Wrestle with whether or not to include that one for five gold rings or for nine ladies dancing, but well, it was suggested for both of them, quite frankly, but I ended up, because the two tunes that I've got for the gold rings are absolutely stone cold bangers, so I had to make an editorial choice, and that one was suggested for nine ladies dancing. So that was Beyonce, single ladies, brackets, put a ring on it. That was suggested by White Wolf, so thank you very much for that. Ahead of that was Khalees, Milkshake from 2004. Good lord, time flies when you're having fun. That was suggested by Davybot and Andy Fish, so thank you very much to the both of you for that suggestion. Obviously for 8 Maids of Milking. You see how we do here? We're doing very well, I think. I mean, that's just my opinion, and of course that is the objective truth. This next one was suggested by Heapy. Thank you very much, Heapy. It's a banger, obviously. This is Basement Jacks. Jump and shout.
Hey, easy now, easy. Yeah, yeah.
Saving in them a ball, oh them a ball, my bass, my name, them a call to the place with music, me one and the all. The people them a beg me super DJ for more, because they love the way we play the hardcore. Them a jump and shout like a gold dust score, watch out them bubbling on the dance floor. The vibes them hot and the music we get, the pumping nice up the life for your live. Jump and shout and tell them be positive, live the life you love, love the life you live. Some them a bad man, but them a big fugitive, but if you pop off them don't want nobody to live. If them a bad man, then nobody should get down, know them that the yard with them Bible a bit. From a bowl, never know the rule. They never did go to basement jack hole. But we will if it is every a shilling. Make sure them not the next victim in a killing. Can we have the knowledge? We got a good college. We have plus in a history. I know me, can I miss? I will love music. That's how we bust up the garage. If a guy wants to him. Never know the rule. They never did go to basement jack school. But we will if it is the fear shilling. Make sure we got the next victim in a killing. Can we have the knowledge? We got a good knowledge. Yeah, plus in a history. I know me, can I make all of music. That's why we bust out the garage. If a guy want it, we eat it. Never know the rule. They never did go to basement jack school. But we will if it is them for a shilling. Make sure if not the next victim in a killing. Can we have the knowledge? We got a good quality. Plus in a history. I know me economics. I love music. That's why we bust up the garage. If a guy wants to be in there.
That was Basement Jack's Jump and Shout for Nine Lords A-Leaping. And because this is a serious radio show where we take things very seriously and play only the finest, coolest music, as suggested by Andy Fish, this is Billy Piper. Just saying in the chat, I genuinely don't think I've ever listened to that song all the way through. That came out in 1998, just to make you feel very old. I genuinely don't think I've ever heard that song all the way through, and it's actually a really good little pop tune. I like it, it's nice. Trouble is, 1998 me was listening to a lot of punk and metal and wouldn't be seen dead listening to anything like that. Good lord, no. However, 2025 me is less of an arsehole. Well, slightly less. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and we are going through the 12 days of Christmas, of course. That was 11 Pipers Piping. In your head, you played that 11 times over, didn't you? Of course you did. This next one, to cover the 12 Drummers Drumming, and then obviously at the top of the next hour, we will start again. This is obviously How Could I Not Play In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
we'll be right back.
As much as I would like to thank Bez Lightyear for that suggestion, I can see why it didn't work out well for the band. That was the Three Wise Men with Thanks for Christmas. The Three Wise Men was the XTC under a different name, attempting to secure a retirement fund from a Christmas song. Oh, by the way, the theme, the bed. Quantum Leap theme tune, obviously, for Lords Are Leaping. Thank you very much to, let me have a quick look, Arakin, who's, annoyingly, Arakin has just disappeared out of the chat to go and watch a film. Well, that's what they get. Anyway, thank you to Arakin for that suggestion. Anyway, yes, yeah, so the Three Wise Men is XTC under a different name, attempting to cash in on a Christmas song retirement pot and not succeeding. Now, how does that fit with A Partridge in a Pear Tree? Well, dear listener, you're already ahead of me. The singer in XTC was Andy Partridge. So I'm also going to give that one to Sharon Gascoigne and Nikki Quote, who both suggested XTC tracks. And I thought, you know what? That one fits the bill for this week. Let's get one obligatory Christmas song in. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. I'm here for another 55 minutes in which you will hear a lot more songs vaguely relating to the 12 days of Christmas, including this next one. For two turtle doves, you get four Ninja Turtles.
They're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, cause they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neil in on this case. Hey, you better hurry up, there's no time to waste. We need help, like quick on the double. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger. They didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, cause they displayed triple power. Reporter was hot on the trail, determined to put these crooks in jail. She spied the bad guys and saw what happened, but before she knew it, she fell in a trap and got caught. Yeah, she was all alone, with no friends and no phone. Now this was beyond her worst dreams, cause she was cornered by some wayward teens. Headed by Shredder, they were anything but good. Misguided on love, they called them the Foot. They could terrorize and be angry youth, and they'd mug the people who needed proof. Then from out of the dark came an awesome sound, shouted cowabunga as they hit the ground. From the field of weeds, the heroes rescued the flower, cause they possessed turtle power.
You stand for what you believe in. You find the strength to do what's right. That's turtle power.
On a half shell, they're on a mission. When there's a battle, got the enemy wishing that they stayed at home instead of fighting. These ninja masters with moves like lightning, they were once normal, but now the mutants. Splinter's the teacher, so they are the students. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Donatello make up the team with one other fellow, Raphael. He's the leader of the group, transformed from the norm by the nuclear goo. Pizza's the food that's sure to please. These ninjas are into pepperoni and cheese. Back to the story, it's not hard to find. Ninjas not just of the body, but of the mind. Those were the words that the master instructed, but a letter from Shredder had Splinter abducted.
death was the last straw. Spring into action. Step on the foot, now they're gonna lose traction. Now this is for real, so you fight for justice. Your shell is hard, so you shout, they can't dust us all. Like some old coffee table. Since you've been born, you've been willing and able to defeat the snake, protect the weak, fight for rights and your freedom to speak. Now the villain is chilling, so you make a stand. Back to the wall, put your sword in your hand. Remember the words of your teacher, your master. Evil moves fast, but good moves faster than light. Shining for your illumination. Good versus evil equals confrontation. So when you're in trouble, don't give in and go sour. Try to rely on your eternal power.
The charge, eating a
playlist,
a succulent Chinese
playlist.
I know you love because I'm broken, because I don't know the way you're broken, girl. I know you're broken.
would like to extend an apology to Rollo Tradway for selecting that song, which wasn't suggested by them. That one was suggested by Seard. That was the much-missed D'Angelo with Chicken Grease. Rollo's complaint, an entirely legitimate complaint, I might add, is that the song calls about French hens, three French hens, not chickens. And the song that Rollo suggested was, in fact, about McCalliog and his hens by Half Man, Half Biscuit. I should have chosen that one, and I chose poorly. I can only apologise, and will, of course, beat myself accordingly. But thank you to Seard for that wonderful suggestion nonetheless. That was Chicken Grease by D'Angelo. Ahead of that was the mighty, glorious Partners in Crime with Turtle Power, for turtle doves, obviously. Fun fact, that's the first single I ever bought with my own money. Still got it. I think it might be in a box in the loft here. If it's not, then it's in a box in my stepdad's loft, which I really do need to dig out at some point. But I'm not that excited about it. Anyway, this is the playlist. I'm Darren. I've got another 45 minutes and then I'm done for Christmas. I'll be back in the new year. But we've got some bangers of tunes to play between now and then, including this next one, which is actually really, really pretty. Really lovely tune. As suggested by Ian Malcolm, this is Telling the Bees with Blackbird. Brackets. Crumb for a song, close brackets, and it's nice.
Oh, I once struck a deal with a blackbird. Give you a crumb for a song. Well, he looks so fine with his golden eye, all dressed for dinner he was, and all dressed for dinner he was. And so I shared my lunch with the blackbird. I gave him fancied a song that had been far too long since I'd heard him whistle a tune. Since I'd heard him whistle a tune. Since I'd heard him whistle a tune. Grateful he was for his luncheon, and he wiped his beak tic-tac. But the mule all done, no melody none, and his eye it was inky black. Yes, his eye it was inky black. Now I complain to the blackbird. Bargain we struck now be true, for my heart's full of cares, winter shadows light up, and your song would help me come through. Yes, your song would help me come through. Yes, your song would help me come through. Yeah. The bird hopped away and was silent, a slice of the night and the day. Then ready to fly to the shadows hard by, he turned and a voice seemed to say. Yes, he turned and a voice seemed to say. the days they had a dead quite felt that I'm of a mind what the spring comes behind when it arrives how I less down away heavy hearted and if you should leave me undone remember for I gave you this song for a crown. I gave you this song for a crown. Yes, I gave you this song for a crown.
Telling the Bees with Blackbirds, brackets, a crumb for a song, close brackets. As suggested by Ian Malcolm, so thank you very much. I think it's Ian, actually. I, Malcolm. Just always assumed it's Ian. Maybe I read that. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Ivor. Are you Ivor Malcolm? I know if I, you know, bothered to go and look. Anyway, yeah, that was a lovely tune. Really, really lovely tune. You'll be pleased to know that I've just added that to my library. And I'm utterly pleased to note that one of their most popular tunes on Apple Music is I Fear These Tory Radicals. So I think Telling the Bees and I could get on. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is 12 Days of Christmas. And, of course, that was for four calling birds. Blackbirds. Collie birds, actually, it was originally, apparently. Which was another name for a blackbird. So it wasn't calling birds at all. God. Anyway, that's a really lovely piece, so thank you very much. Ahead of that was the much-missed D'Angelo with Chicken Grease, as suggested by Seard, so thank you very much, Seard, for that. Continuing with Five Gold Rings, which is the only bit that anybody really knows with any certainty. That and, you know, Partridge in a Pear Tree. This, as suggested by, let me go back through my list, Tiger Crash. This is Anita Ward, Ring My Bell.
Looking your eyes. I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Looking into the face of the good snow corn. Should be shaking it loose, but you do it alone. Every look is a truce, and it's written in stone. Gotta keep it together when your friends come back. I saw at my feet an origami crow. It was only the street hidden under the snow. Always snatching defeat, it's the devil I know. Keep it together when your friends come back. Always checking the weather, but they wanna know why. Even birds of a feather find it hard to fly. Looking into the face of the good snow cone. But I couldn't go on. I just wanted a place, but I ended up gone. Gotta keep it together when your friends come back.
Absolutely beautiful tune. That was Amy Mann with Goose Snow Cone for Six Geese A-Laying. Yeah, Six Geese A-Laying, that'll do. That was suggested by CC Ferry, so thank you very much. I did see them over in the chat earlier. I assume they're still around. Hello! That was lovely. I do love Amy Mann. She's got some really great tunes in her catalogue. That was Six Geese A-Laying. We are working our way through the 12 days of Christmas twice, because, you know, there's 12 of them, and 24 tracks in a show is a perfectly reasonable amount of tunes. In fact, I usually try and squeeze in more than that. Actually, it's been quite nice restricting myself to 25, because it means that I'm not struggling for time, because I do so love to yap. Anyway, there are reports from rumours from some scurrilous vagabonds out there that we do a thing here on the show called the 8 o'clock face melter. That isn't true. I've never done an 8 o'clock face melter, and I certainly, absolutely would never do an 8:30 face melter. Anyway, this is Megadeth. We'll be right back.
My angels left me, sorrows are my own.
keen-eared among you would note that I played that was, of course, Helmet with Milk Toast. The keen-eared among you would note that I played that version, which is called Milk Toast, as opposed to the other version of it that was from the Crow soundtrack that was called Milk Toast. It's a world apart. Very, very different song. The spelling is slightly different. The one on the Crow soundtrack is M-I-L-Q-U-E Toast. And that one is milk, as in milk from a cow. Or an oat. Apparently oats have nipples these days. I don't know, what's the world coming to? Anyway, that was Helmet with Milk Toast, as suggested by I. Malcolm. Thank you very much. I do absolutely adore that track. And I genuinely, actually, until I suggested it a couple of weeks back, I actually had no idea that they were two different songs. I had noticed a different spelling, I think, on the album version, but I just assumed that was a mistake in the labelling or something, because I may have obtained that album from sources unofficial. So I guess I just assumed that it was an incorrect spelling or something, and I probably changed it to the one that was, you know, to match the one from The Crow. But no, it is a slightly different mix. I actually prefer that mix to the one from The Crow. That one sounds a bit more produced. It's a bit nicer. Though the one from The Crow was, turns out, mixed by Butch Vig, or produced by Butch Vig. Had no idea. Anyway, thank you very much for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Megadeth with Black Swan, as suggested by... let me have a look at my list. I really should look at these things before I open my gob. Sierd, thank you very much, Sierd. That was, of course, Seven Swans A-Swimming and Eight Maids A-Milking. And this next one is Nine Ladies Leaping, that's the one. And, it's the Pointer Sisters being terribly excited.
We'll put all of the things aside.
strong field of tunes this week. That one is very, very, very high up the list. Good lord, that's good. The Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited. I still remember that one advertising Cadbury's Crunchies. I think it was Crunchies. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Back in about 1992. Anyway, this next one is... oh, by the way, I've changed the bed. I've changed the bed. It makes a change, I know. I haven't really got time to let this one play out fully for you to enjoy. Oh, here we go. It's the Moog cookbook version of Kelly Watch the Stars because Air are French, though they are not French hens, of course. Anyway, this next one is one that genuinely made me laugh when I saw it as a suggestion. And by the way, that was Nine Ladies Dancing, not leaping. Of course ladies don't leap. Good lord, no. What kind of what society do you think we live in? No. This next one, as suggested by White Wolf, is for Ten Lords Are Leaping. The Lord is Out of Control by Mogwai. Bravo.
Thank you.
one of Mogwai's more melancholy tunes, I think. That's a really lovely piece, though. That was The Lord Is Out of Control by Mogwai here on the playlist. With me, Darren. But you know that by now because this is show number 86. 86 weeks in a row I have done this nonsense. And no one can stop me. No. Though I really feel that you should. Please. Anyway, on that note, I am actually going to be stopped for a couple of weeks anyway. I have decided that I'm taking a couple of weeks off for Christmas. I will be back on the... Well, we will be back here on the airwaves on the 12th of January. 12th of January 2026. Can you imagine it? With show number 87, the theme of which will be... You want a second... Looking forward. Yeah, looking forward. Make of that what you will. I'm off for the next couple of weeks. I'm very much looking forward to 2 weeks of doing basically nothing apart from all of the Christmas things, all of the family visiting and everything, the cooking of the food and the eating of the food and the drinking of the booze. But apart from all that, I'm doing nothing for the next couple of weeks, and it's going to be wonderful. So I do apologise if that leaves a hole in your Monday evening. Feel free to go back through the archive and choose an episode of your choice to listen to. Perhaps one you haven't yet heard, for there are many of them. As of this evening, there will be 86 episodes for you to choose from. And some of them are all right, almost. Anyway, thank you very much to White Wolf for that last suggestion of Mogwai. I neglected to mention that the Pointer Sisters was suggested by Art McRae, and this next one was suggested by Real Ale Rocks. This is the Lemon Pipers with Green Tambourine. Lemon Pipers, you see. 11 of them. Indeed. That was the Lemon Pipers with Green Tambourine, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you very much for that. Never heard of the Lemon Pipers before, but I enjoyed that. Anyway, thank you very much for listening this week. It has been a pleasure, as always. And yeah, I think we've ably covered the 12 Days of Christmas times 2. I will be playing all 9.5 hours of the extras after this next track, and I will leave you for a couple of weeks with this last one, suggested by Heapy, is the mighty, mighty Shaman with Boss Drum. Good night, champions. See you in a couple of weeks.
Is the discussion, so listen up close. Let it connect you to the powers that be, with the healing rhythmic synergy. Techno tribal, a positively prime, with shamanic, anarchistic, archaic revival.
today in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Christ.